Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Jeremiah chapter 3. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 25 verses of Jeremiah 3.
Jeremiah 3.
If a man divorces his wife and she goes from him and becomes another man's wife, will he return to her? Would not that land be greatly polluted? You have played the whore with many lovers, and would you return to me?
Declares the Lord. Lift up your eyes to the bare heights and see, where have you not been ravished? By the waysides you have sat awaiting lovers like an Arab in the wilderness. You have polluted the land with your vile whoredom. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and the spring rain has not come. Yet you have the forehead of a whore. You refuse to be ashamed. Have you not just now called to me, my father, you are the friend of my youth? Will he be angry forever? Will he be indignant to the end? Behold, you have spoken, but you have done all the evil that you could. The Lord said to me in the days of King Josiah,
Have you seen what she did, that faithless one Israel? How she went up on every high hill, and under every green tree, and there played the whore? And I thought, after she has done all this, she will return to me. But she did not return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. She saw that for all the adulteries of that faithless one Israel, I had sent her away with a decree of divorce.
Yet her treacherous sister Judah did not fear, but she too went and played the whore. Because she took her whoredom lightly, she polluted the land, committing adultery with stone and tree. Yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah did not return to me with her whole heart, but in pretense, declares the Lord. And the Lord said to me,
Faithless Israel has shown herself more righteous than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say,
Return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. I will not look on you in anger, for I am merciful, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your guilt, that you rebelled against the Lord your God and scattered your favors among foreigners under every green tree, and that you have not obeyed my voice, declares the Lord. Return, O faithless children, declares the Lord.
For I am your master. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding.
And when you have multiplied and increased in the land in those days, declares the Lord, they shall no more say, The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. It shall not come to mind or be remembered or missed. It shall not be made again. At that time Jerusalem shall be called the Throne of the Lord, and all nations shall gather to it, to the presence of the Lord in Jerusalem. And they shall no more stubbornly follow their own evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall join the house of Israel, and together they shall come from the land of the north to the land that I gave your fathers for a heritage.
I said, How I would set you among my sons and give you a pleasant land, a heritage most beautiful of all nations. And I thought you would call me my father, and would not turn from following me.
Surely, as a treacherous wife leaves her husband, so have you been treacherous to me, O house of Israel, declares the Lord. A voice on the bare heights is heard, the weeping and pleading of Israel's sons, because they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God.
Return, O faithless sons, I will heal your faithlessness.
Behold, we come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Truly the hills are a delusion and the orgies on the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. But from our youth the shameful thing has devoured all for which our fathers labored, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. Let us lie down in our shame, and let our dishonor cover us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day, and we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God.
Today I will go backwards on my journals once again. I will start from 2016 and go back through 2004 and 1991. In 2016, I read Jeremiah chapter 2 and 3 on the same day. Concerning chapter 3, I wrote, "By playing the whore, they polluted their land," that's verse 2, "and God's blessings are withheld. Judah does the same thing. Even so, God begs them to come back, return, repent. God is merciful, forgiving, and he would bless again." In 2004, I read Jeremiah 1 through 3 on the same day, and I didn't make any notes on chapter 3. In 1991, I read Jeremiah 3 and 4 on the same day, and concerning chapter 3, I wrote, "As harlots, we turn back to the Lord, and God opens his arms and hugs us, declaring, 'I will not look upon you in anger, for I am gracious. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity.'" In Jeremiah chapter 3, God uses the illustration of marriage once again for his relationship with Israel. Let's look at the first couple of verses. "If a man divorces his wife and she goes from him and becomes another man's wife, will he return to her? Would not that land be greatly polluted? You have played the whore with many lovers, and would you return to me, declares the Lord?" Jeremiah is accusing Israel of walking away from the relationship with God. Let's go back to chapter 2 for a moment. Verse 19, "Your evil will chastise you, and your apostasy will reprove you. Know and see that it is evil and bitter for you to forsake the Lord your God. The fear of me is not in you." Chapter 2, verse 25 says, "Though you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, the stain of your guilt is still before me, declares the Lord your God." And chapter 2, verse 35 says, "You say, 'I am innocent. Surely his anger has turned from me. Behold, I will bring you to judgment for saying, I have not sinned.'" Those verses in chapter 2 set us up for chapter 3, verse 1, again saying, "You have played the whore with many lovers, and would you return to me, declares the Lord." Verse 2 reiterates the point. "You have polluted the land with your vile whoredom." Verse 3 continues, "Yet you have the forehead of a whore. You refuse to be ashamed." Verse 6 continues the case. "The Lord said to me in the days of King Josiah, 'Have you seen what she did, that faithless one, Israel, how she went up on every hill and under every green tree and there played the whore?'" Verse 7 continues, "And I thought, 'After she has done all this, she will return to me.' But she did not return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. She saw that for all the adulteries of that faithless one Israel, I had sent her away with the decree of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah did not fear, but she too went and played the whore." The whoredom that is being described here is walking away from the relationship with God, worshiping idols from the nations that surrounded Israel. And God is not pleased. He's not pleased with the tribes of Israel, and he's not pleased with the tribe of Judah. God would not be pleased with us today either if we've traded our relationship with him for some idol or something more important than him in our lives today. But praise God, he is a forgiving God in spite of all that has been done against him. He says this in verse 12, "Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, 'Return, faithless Israel,' declares the Lord. 'I will not look on you in anger, for I am merciful,' declares the Lord. 'I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your guilt that you rebelled against the Lord your God.'" With God, there is always hope. Look at verse 15. And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And verse 17. At that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall gather to it, to the presence of the Lord in Jerusalem. Though Israel and Judah have sinned, God holds out his hand of forgiveness. Aren't you glad he does that for you and me today? How do we apply Jeremiah 3 to our lives? Is there anything between you and your relationship with God today? Is there a thing? Is there a person? Is there anything between you and your relationship with the Lord? If so, you would be like Israel, whoring around. Our application today would be to stop that behavior and seek the Lord's forgiveness. It's what the Lord wants. Only acknowledge your guilt, that you rebelled against the Lord your God. The chapter closes with their admission of guilt. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day, and we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Maybe you need to offer a prayer like that even now. Father, we're thankful for the stark reality of Jeremiah chapter 3. You want relationship with us. You don't want any competition. When we go outside our relationship with you, you are angry. And yet you say, if you would just come back to me, I will forgive you. Thank you, Almighty God, for your forgiveness. Reach out your hand to us today. Forgive us if we've gone outside our relationship with you. As you promised in Jeremiah 3, feed us also with knowledge and understanding so we can walk worthy in your sight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.